This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, hey, how are you doing? Welcome, Kevin McCullough. If you missed hour one, we did Trump versus Nixon, who's right on immigration. You can go back and re-listen. And this hour, right there she is, the beautiful, the lovely, the always, positive, kind of bubbly, kind of helping people, happy to help people, Ashley Papa, our relationship expert, and she's back with us tonight. We're going to get into the ladies' lounge momentarily. I just want to say thank you to those of you that did call in the first hour. We're going to return to our call-in topic at the bottom of this hour once Ashley's no longer with us. But why do we do the ladies' lounge? Well, a number of years ago, I just realized that there were a lot of really brilliant female voices out there that talk radio wasn't taking advantage of. And if they're not going to give all of them a show, then I said, well, I'm going to highlight some of them on my show. So on a nightly radio show that I was doing, I started this thing called the Ladies Lounge. And one person every night we would have on, and they had different expertise, political, psychological, relational, financial, et cetera, et cetera. And Ashley was our very first and still the true relationship guru for the Ladies Lounge. So let's open it up. The Ladies Lounge, always a fun time on the weekend broadcast here as we welcome in Ashley Papa. She writes for a number of publications that publish her musings on relationship, but not the least of which is her own website, AshleyPapa.com, P-A-P-A.com, and you can get her all of the stuff that she writes. She kind of keeps there as well. Ashley, it's good to have you back. Welcome, lady.
Hey, Kevin. Great to be back.
It's always fun to have you because you talk about something that everybody on planet Earth needs to do better with. Like, it doesn't matter who you are. You could be like the greatest person on planet Earth, and you could still probably make some sort of improvement in your relationship life on some level, whether it's with your kids or your beloved or whatever. I'm always and when I tell people that you're coming on, they're like, "Oh, I'm going to make sure I listen because I always like it when Ashley's here." Now, you write for Zeus. You write for a number. I know what's the other one that we've done a lot of your columns from.
Chino's is another big one, Stylecaster.
Stylecaster, yeah, that's the
Reader's
one.
Reader's Digest, yeah, several.
Yeah, so you're a widely read expert all over the place. And you've got some really interesting things I want to get to tonight, but you also highlighted something. Actually, I guess you wrote this one. It's about emotional attraction. And, mm-hmm. You know, what is interesting about this topic is that I've often wondered, back in the day when, you know, parents decided who you were going to marry and, you know, kind of the circumstances under which it was all going to be decided. And it really became like a modern era kind of experience that people married for love and choice and that sort of thing. I'm wondering, you know, in your researching for why emotional attraction is important, if sometimes couples don't automatically have the emotional attachment up front, but like they find it as they go through a relationship. But I'm getting a little bit of the cart ahead of the horse here. So why did you choose to write about it?
Well, I wanted to write about the difference between emotional and physical attraction because I think a lot of times you're either physically attracted to someone first or emotionally attracted to somebody first, and then you kind of wonder if something physical can turn into something emotional, and whether something emotional can turn into something physical. You kind of need both to have a successful relationship, but I think more emotional attraction than physical.
Well, yeah, and that makes sense to me, which is weird because I'm a guy and guys are typically driven by the physical. But the emotional is the glue, isn't it? Like that's what gets you through once you're no longer really super impressed with the six-pack.
Right, yeah. I think the physical is kind of superficial. And it's the emotional creates that bond that keeps two people together. So I think in a lot of cases, sometimes people become emotionally attracted to maybe somebody that they work with, that they spend a lot of time with and confide in, you know, but they aren't that emotionally attached to maybe the person that they're dating. So, you know, I think that you definitely need to have that emotional connection, you know, for any relationship to survive. And, you know, there's been arguments about whether that can grow. If you're first physically attracted to somebody, like a lot of, you know, that's kind of normal to be, you know, physically attracted to someone at first sight. But I think it depends on the relationship.
Yeah.
So you can develop an emotional attraction, but I think it just depends on who you're with.
Well, let me give you a scenario and you tell me what you think about it. So I'm in college.
Okay.
This is, you know, 150 years ago. And I'm in college and I'm in this French class, and it's like second year French, because I only took it for 2 years, and it was the second semester of the year. And so I'm coming down the stretch, but there was this girl in the class that I would not say I was overly physically attracted to, but we, throughout the course of the class, became like very good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, studying French and trying to work on these pronunciations and things and so forth, by the end of that term, I really had kind of a crush on her. And it wasn't that I was like, you know, physically enamored with the way she presented herself. She was very lovely. Just wasn't necessarily the normal thing that I kind of went for. But there was such, I don't know, a connection on a different level. And I was easily as taken, you know, in that infatuation stage with that girl as I had ever been with anybody that I dated in college or high school or after. And it never really turned into anything. Like we went out a couple of times. That was about it. I actually don't think she found me physically like her cup of tea either. So it's kind of like, okay, well, we definitely don't have that going on. So, but it was really kind of cool that there was this kind of like, I don't know, attraction to one another that couldn't be easily explained.
Right. Yeah. I think that happens a lot even with friends, you know, of like the opposite sex. Like if you're close to a really good, you know, guy friend or girlfriend, but you almost think like, oh, I can never be physically attracted to somebody, but you almost think like, you know, you're almost like best friends. I think it depends on the people, because you can try and push it and see if there is a physical attraction. You may end up ruining that, you know, friend, that strong bond, that strong friendship
right.
that you have. But you could also, it could also turn into something good.
Yeah.
So I think it's a risk either way.
Well, and it was one that I was kind of hesitant to even try to step into. And then once I did, I was kind of glad I did, because we were able to express some things to each other. But I was also able to, like, mark that off the list and say, okay, not for me, moving on, you know, we'll see what else is out there. You've got a couple of other pieces that we want to get into. But before we get to them, you spotted something in the New York Post that I thought was interesting. What is Gatsbying? And how is it related to what millennials are now doing in the dating world?
Well, I sent this to you because it caught me by surprise, because I feel like I'm always learning about new terms for dating in, like, the millennial dating world.
Right.
So Gatsbying...
Well, you were the one that told me about ghosting. Like, I didn't know what ghosting was. It's not hard, but, like, it made sense when you told me. But then, yeah, so what's Gatsbying?
So Gatsbying comes from the Great Gatsby.
Right.
And as we know, in the movie, book, Jay Gatsby, he transforms himself from like this working class kind of nobody into this debonair bachelor on the weekends throwing these lavish parties, etc. So Gatsbying in the current dating world means that it's all, of course, has to do with social media. So it means kind of posting videos or photos of yourself in like this, living this lavish lifestyle to try and impress somebody that you in like a normal setting would never kind of pick up. So it's again, it's just pretending to be somebody that you're not.
Right.
They're
another way to lie and deceive. Well, here's the thing. Don't any of these people realize that eventually you've got to show them the real thing? Like, okay, so say you get, like, the supermodel of the universe to agree to go out with you. And now you don't have a Ferrari and a boat and, you know, a castle. So what do you do then?
Well, maybe it's all going back to our first topic. They're relying on that physical attraction. And then, you know, maybe when they learn
Yeah. I'm sure that'll last. Yeah, I'm sure. Especially with the girl. I'm sure. Yeah, babe, I'm dirt poor. That was all a lie. But aren't I cute?
Exactly. That's what I don't think I'm a millennial anymore, so I think that's what it means.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, Ashley Pop is our guest, and she's written a great book that is all about the foibles of relationships in the modern era. And if you haven't gotten it, The Mayoral Affairs, Vixen Investigations, it's available on Amazon.com. And wherever you buy great books, you can get it. But when we come back from this first break, we've got 8 not-so-obvious reasons to break up with someone and how 13 dating tips to turn around people who don't like to date. Might work. We'll get into one or both of those topics before we're done. Ashley Pop is with us, and it's Kevin McCullough. This is Radio Night Live, live from New York. Glad you're with us.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
What a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Happy to have you here on Relationship Night. Ashley Papa is with us. She is the relationship writer that has been with us since the beginning of the Ladies Lounge segment, which started on my weeknight show years ago and has continued here on the weekends with great popularity. And for those of you that don't get to hear all of it, you can go and get the podcast at TheBingeThinker.com. Click on the podcast link. You can also go to iTunes and look for Kevin McCullough. You can go to SoundCloud and subscribe and never miss an episode of anything that we do on radio, and glad to have you here. All right, Ashley, we were talking in the last segment. There's a couple of different directions we can go, but I'm really fascinated by the 8 not-so-obvious reasons to break up with someone. Now, mm-hmm. I guess we all kind of know the obvious reasons. They treat us badly, they're jerks, they cheat on us, et cetera, et cetera. But what qualifies as the not so obvious reasons?
Okay, so some of the ones we might not think of or realize are happening is so the first one is a loss of sense of self purpose. So, like, you know, you kind of don't know who you are without this other person. So it almost feels like you can't live without this other person, which is not healthy. So
right.
It could be something that they're doing, or it's just something, you know, that you're doing. Maybe you've become too reliant on them, or you lost touch with friends or hobbies or things that you loved. That can be a sign that you need to end it with somebody, because it's important to, you know, be yourself in relationships and still have your own life. So that's one of the signs you might not realize.
Yeah. Number two, the conversations lack depth. Oh man, that would be an obvious one to me, because if you can't, and again, when we have these conversations, I always think back to personal examples, but there was this time and place where there were these two women competing for my attention at the same time, and one of them, she was beautiful. I was very physically attracted to her. The other one, she was also beautiful, not quite as physically attracted to her as the other one, but she had much better conversation skills, and she could talk about anything, and we could literally talk for hours, and it would be fine. The other one, after like 2 minutes, there would be silence, and there would be a lack of curiosity of even extending the conversation. And I'm like, oh, come on. You got to help me. I'm trying here. You got to give me something to work with.
Oh, it's totally a sign. Even, like, with my fiancé, when we first met, I could talk on the phone with him for, there was one night we talked on the phone for over 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
With some guys, I wouldn't be, like, I couldn't even get them to answer the phone.
Right.
So it's definitely a sign if you can't have a good conversation.
Well, and you know what? As much, and you've demonstrated this in what you've written about, but as much as communication counts, once the relationship takes the turn for the serious, and when you're really working through the tough problems in a marriage and in a relationship, man, if you can't talk to the person, how are you going to solve those problems? I mean, to me, that's just such a non-negotiable for me.
Definitely. I mean, you have to be able to talk about the hard stuff. There has to be some depth, and talk about your dreams and your hopes for the future. Any issues that come along, you have to be able to talk about them, or else you can't. The relationship won't go anywhere.
Yeah. You also mentioned not enough positive interaction in proportion to negative. Wow, that would be, I guess that could be a not so obvious. It would seem to me to be a really big one, though. I mean, if you're, if it's a toxic situation, that's not going to last long.
Right. I mean, you could feel like stuck with this person, or again, just super attached to them. But if the negative moments, like the fighting and just, you know, those times where you don't feel good with the other person outnumber the actual good things that happen in the relationship, the positive moments, that's a sign, because you want more positive moments than negative always.
Yeah. not staying true to your core values. Now, I don't remember very many relationships that I was in that may have tempted me in that direction, but there was a significant one that did. And when that was over, the freedom to just kind of be myself without feeling mm-hmm. bad about it was such a relief. Like I should have been out of that sooner.
Oh, I think a lot of us can relate, you know, have been in situations like that. Like, I think one of the best feelings is being with somebody you feel you can be 100% yourself. You can, you know, express your true values, and you don't have to worry about having to change anything or having to worry about whether your values are at stake being with somebody else. So if you find yourself challenging your own beliefs and values, and I think usually we get into relationships where it starts early, you know, we might just ignore them or put them aside because we're attracted to this other person, and then the relationship keeps carrying on, and we realize that, you know, this person really doesn't meet the values that I have with, you know, what I want in life.
Right.
So I think that's, you know, what happens there. So I think,
well, and again, with the long view in consideration there, because, like, okay, so mm-hmm. say you disagree on major values oriented things. Well, what happens when the first kid comes along? Like, who's going to teach the kid what value systems to believe?
Oh, exactly. And by then, you already have the kids. So if it wasn't discussed beforehand,
way too late. That's right.
I mean, you know, it's, you know, trouble before the kid's even born, really.
Now, here's a not so obvious one that I think would be difficult to accept if you were the other party in this. Your partner is unbelievably charming, and you can't find anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why is that a reason to break up with him?
Because usually there's something.
So he's perfect. So just take him.
No, because I don't believe in that. I mean, there has to be something that irks you about your significant other. I mean, is there anything that Amy does that, you know, bothers you even just the slightest?
Yes. She has this.
We know that she's perfect, but
she has this incredible intellect that runs Jeopardy every single night, and the only categories that I can beat her on are Bible and sports. But just about everything else, she always, and it's just annoying because I'm like, I'm not a dumb guy. Like, this is tough.
Right. And if she was like purposely pretending to be like dumb and not know stuff and just, you know, letting you win all the time, I mean, that would be questionable. So.
Yeah, but that's not what you're saying. Your partner is charming and can't find anything. You can't find anything wrong. Like.
Well, yeah, I think somebody who's too charming is a red flag because. I think they're hiding something. I mean, I've been with guys like this. They're almost too charming. It almost seems like they're Mr. Perfect, but we know that doesn't exist, so they're hiding stuff.
Wow, you're cynical.
That's just something to be cautious of.
That's a cynical outlook there. I don't know. But that would be a not-so-obvious one for sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, one that's almost as not-so-obvious as that one, you've stopped fighting. Mm-hmm. Now, I thought stopping fighting was a good thing.
No, I think all healthy relationships, you fight a little bit. And by fight, I don't mean, like, you know, really intense fighting.
Right,
it's
right.
Like arguing.
No one's throwing cutlery at each other.
And it shows that you care about the relationship. If you stop fighting, then it kind of shows, like, you don't really get, you know, you don't care about, you know, the other person's feelings.
That, okay,
like,
so you're talking about the passive-aggressive, yeah, that's fine,
yeah.
You know, whatever, I don't have an opinion of it kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
That makes sense. Okay, friends, we didn't get to all eight, but here's the thing. If you would like to, you can just go to AshleyPapa.com. You can also follow her on Twitter, Ashley M. Papa on Twitter. She's a great Twitter read. You should check that out as well. But if you want to get her article on the eight not-so-obvious reasons you need to break up with someone, and they are interesting. She challenged me tonight. I thought differently about a couple of these things. I'm going to have to develop a flaw of some sort, Ashley. I'm kidding. I've got plenty. I can list them by the mile. Anyway, Ashley, great to see you. Thanks for being here. Kevin McCullough, we're coming back to New York.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
President Trump spent his day talking about immigration, first at a convention in Las Vegas, then in an interview on TBN.
It's the Democrats' fault, but it wouldn't be their fault for long if they sat down with us. We could make a deal so quickly. But it's looking like they really want open borders and they want really crime to pour in.
Many Democrats spent the weekend touring centers for immigrant children. Florida Senator Bill Nelson, after being turned away earlier, finally got inside one facility in Florida.
The only good thing that we found out is that most of these here are communicating by telephone with their parents. But there doesn't seem to be a plan for reunification of the children.
California Congresswoman Jackie Speier says she doubts the government's word that 500 children have been released. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
So glad to have you with us. Welcome aboard. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. Thank you for those of you that catch me every weekday on my nationally syndicated radio show. Thank you for those of you that catch me every weekend here with Radio Night Live. If you happen to see me on the Fox News Outnumbered Overtime, I'm very grateful to Harris Faulkner to get to be part of that show on a somewhat regular basis now. And then there's just other things that, well, for instance, townhall.com. I write for them, and tonight I've got an interesting piece coming out at midnight, and I think that those of you that are interested in the conversation we're having on the air tonight will be interested in this piece, because it really it addresses what we're talking about, but it takes a whole bunch of other things into consideration as well. It's called "Dear America, the Left Has Declared War on You," and then I give you about 8 points that that have all been evidence by their own actions in the last week that kind of demonstrate that. So that's at midnight tonight on townhall.com. I hope that you'll check that out. And then if you haven't done it yet, would you please consider helping us? We're trying to get these kids that are children of incarcerated inmates. These are kids that they're living a pretty crummy life, and it has nothing to do with anything they did. Their parents committed a crime and are in prison. But they have their parents have some degree reformed within prison. They've reached out to a group called Prison Fellowship. They've been going to Bible studies. They've been learning about God, and then they feel remorse about the situation that their children and family are in, and so they have asked Project Angel Tree, which is a division of Prison Fellowship, if they would allocate some ministry for their kids that grow up with incarcerated inmates. His parents oftentimes repeat the cycle of crime. Angel Tree, founded by Chuck Colson, trying to prevent that from happening in these kids' lives. And there are these summer camps that these kids will never, ever be able to attend, where they find God. They are able to have a brand new life introduced to them that is one that is built on faith and commitment. And so many of them dedicate their lives and really go on to become really, really incredible people. So far, of the 23 kids that we are trying to reach, that we have only 17 left to get on the bus. So we're sending at least those 6 kids so far, thanks to those of you that have already called and given a gift. Next week is our last week to be able to do this. We want to send the kids in July and August. And the phone number, if you would like to help, 855-240-7721, 855-240-7721. It costs $200 to send a kid to a week of camp. That includes everything, their transportation there, their food, the supplies that they need while they're there, everything that is all-inclusive for them at the camp. $200 sends one child to camp. And if you are able to do that, that would be a tremendous blessing to them. And again, next week's our final week to be able to do this. I've been telling you about it for a few weeks, but the end of June is where we really need to make sure all those scholarships are in place. 855-240-7721, 855-240-7721. If you'd like to see some videos about what it does in the life of the kids, go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the Angel Tree Summer Camp link. That'll take you to a page that'll have videos there, and you can watch some of the personal firsthand accounts of what's happened in some of the lives of the kids. All right, we're talking about the immigration situation. Cynthia Nixon wants to end Immigration Customs Enforcement, ICE. She wants to be done with it. She said in a campaign speech this week, "I think we need to abolish ICE. They have strayed so far from the interests of the American people." What are the interests of the American people with ICE? To enforce immigration and customs law. Why? So you don't have all kinds of element that's unwanted coming into the country. Uncontrolled. But she wants to do away with it. She wants every border open. There, no wall, no fence, no nothing. Just come on. You're someone from somewhere else on planet Earth. You want in America? Come on in. There's some of us that don't agree with that. So Melania Trump went to the southern border in Texas this week. She spent time with the kids in one of the facilities there. She saw up close and personal what great care we take care of these kids with. And she wants Congress to take some action. I've asked you your thoughts on this. Who's right? The left, the right, the president, he wants to build the wall. The Democrats, no, they don't want a wall. Who's right? Let's go to Michael in Cape May, New Jersey, listening to WPG, great station in Atlantic City. Michael, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Thank you. I blame Mexico. I am so fed up with this porous border nonsense. They're a narco-trafficking failed nation. Back under the Bush administration, even to Reagan, they had John Deere pipelines in order to be able to turn their desert into a lush environment for the growing of marijuana. Now it's Michoacan heroin. It's a failed.
Yeah, no, you're right, Michael. And it's not, and they don't do anything to help us with this crisis. It's Kevin McCullough. Don't go away.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
062641. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Thank you for those of you that join us every Saturday night. We have a lot of fun on these weekends, and I'm always glad to be able to offer the opportunity for people to call. And 888-340-3373 is my phone number. But here's the thing. That phone number will work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, regardless of whether I'm live on the air at the time or not. And a little bit just before the top of the hour, in the last hour. There were a few of you that didn't get in during the first hour, and you still wanted to express your thoughts about it. Here's a woman that called just around that time.
Yes, I was calling to give Kevin some more information on the crying baby. I found out that the mother left a husband and two other children back in Honduras, so I think her and her baby should be shipped back to Honduras, and she needs to take care of her whole family.
Now, what this caller is talking about is that girl that's on the cover of the Time magazine cover, and that's true. The father didn't want any of the children to go to America with the mom. The mom brought her anyway, and there's a reason why that's the case, by the way. They think that they're going to have an easier time getting in because there's been this practice during the Obama years that if you brought a kid, it was basically a get-out-of-detention-free card because they wouldn't jail kids. The zero tolerance policy has impacted that in an adverse way that nobody expected. So that's what she was saying. But she continued.
The baby was probably crying because she wanted to have her daddy back. And also the borders need to be closed like they should be. The Democrats passed these immigration laws in 1965, and they need to be enforced. I mean, there are a lot. They're not as harsh as the immigration in Canada or Mexico, and they just need to be enforced. And the parents being separated from the babies, like everybody's saying, it's the parents' fault. It's not our problem. They need to stop coming into the country. They know they're coming in illegally. They know they're coming up here trying to make everybody feel sorry for them. And I think the government needs to take care of our children first.
All right.
Have a good day.
Thank you. No, thank you. So that was just one lady. And so if you want to call in the after hours, 888-340-3373, you can leave me your perspective. There was one other person that felt a slight bit different concerning the overall mood of what I was saying.
Your show is a perfect example of fake news. People are being turned around at the borders, saying they won't let them in, so that's why they're going a mile up the road and then crossing over, and then now they're illegal. So tell the asshole that straight. Thank you.
He called me a not nice word. But I don't think that's the majority of the people. The idea is that he says that they're trying to get in through the point of entry. By the way, the policy from the White House is if you go to the point of entry and ask for asylum, that's where you can come into the country. If you're going to the point of entry and you're not asking for asylum, I guess you just want in because you don't have the case that makes for asylum or whatever, then maybe they are just going a mile up the road and then trying to cross over. But how dumb is that? You just got turned away at the legitimate point of entry. You think it's going to go any better for you if you get under the fence a mile down the road? That's a crime. So I don't know what fake news I'm reporting tonight. Speaking of fake news, put that Time cover back on the screen one more time, Nick, because this is the way Time magazine wanted to report this story. This Honduran girl is not crying at President Trump, and President Trump is not looking at the Honduran girl. And this girl was not separated from her mother, and to my knowledge, they're still in the U.S. somewhere. It said, "Welcome to America." But see, I did a different version of this cover, and I think my version of the cover is a much better version of the cover. Do we have that? Do we have the KMC version of the Time magazine cover? Because I thought it was a much more, well, I would say at least it's a more accurate version of the cover, because the version of the cover that they have, "Welcome to America," this crying baby screaming at the, I thought for sure I sent it. Okay. I guess we can't pull it then. Anyway, I added in the same font beneath the "Welcome to America" this whole thing about because the credibility of the print media is out the window. This cover no longer matters. And it's true. Time magazine, printing fake news since 1923. All right, so 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. The discussion that we've had ongoing tonight, should we or should we not be doing more open borders, more tightly controlled closed borders, build a wall, refuse to build the wall. That's okay. So Trump is on one side, build the wall. The Democrats in Congress are like, hell will freeze over before we build the wall. But they lost the election, right? Like they, so they shouldn't really be getting the election. It's not. I mean, they shouldn't be getting their way because they lost the election. 33-17, they lost in the state. You know, he won 33 states; they won 17 states. They lost. They lost bad. They lost worse than most presidents have lost in recent years. And that's the way. And that's the way it goes. He cleaned their clock. By the way, I think he might be getting ready to clean their clock again, because what they don't understand, and this goes back to the very first caller tonight. There was a caller that was called in the first hour, and he made a great point that the Democrats in Congress and the people like Cynthia Nixon who want to get rid of ICE and these far lefties that think that they have, now they've gotten control of the Democratic Party, there's no question about that, but they think they've got their pulse, their finger on the pulse of what Americans want. Americans don't want open borders. You didn't see President Trump going to a red state this last week and packing in 18,000 people with 15,000 on the outside trying to get in. That was a purple state. Minnesota usually votes blue. And they couldn't contain the crowd. If they think that he's going to roll over and die and not campaign really hard to get a Congress elected that will work with him, they got another thing coming. And the problem is there's no agenda from that side. There's no, what are they putting forward that's going to make a difference? You're going to take away people's wages and jobs, and you're going to undo all the economic good that's been done? Like, this is going to be a tough election. Democrats still think they're going to take both houses. I'm pessimistic at that. Maybe one. But I don't know if they're going to get both. All right. So, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We're coming right back. One big segment left and plenty of time for your calls. 888-340-3373. It's Radio Night Live from New York.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today. Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Ho, homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Badly. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. Final few minutes together tonight. And if you're watching Biz TV, it starts all over again, right at the top of the hour. So enjoy that. Great radio stations bringing it on for the first time at 11 p.m. Eastern across the country on the Biz Talk Radio Network and some other places. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's talk to Jane calling from Florida. Don't know where in Florida, but she's on line one. Jane, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hi. I heard earlier this year, late last year, or it must have been this year, that Trump had, one of his people came up with the idea of putting solar panels in the wall to stop the drug traffic, you know, build the wall to stop the drug traffic or try to. And the solar panels would generate electricity for Mexico and the USA, and it would pay for itself triple in the next 5 to 10 years. Why can't they do that? They're afraid people will break the solar panels or they'll be stolen or what? Why can't they promote that idea?
No, I think that's a great idea, and I had not heard that, Jane, but it would make sense, particularly with the prototypes. So here's where we are in the process, and thanks for the call. We had they did a commission. There were 6 prototypes built. They all turned out to be really good and very tough, by the way, for even like seasoned like Navy SEALs and Marines to try to penetrate. So that's a good sign. If you can't get your SEALs and Marines to penetrate the wall, it's probably a pretty good wall. So if you could take the top third of that and just layer it with solar panels from one end to the other, and that generates the electricity for people either in the southern region of the United States or for the people of Mexico, if that's going to help them as well. I'm all in favor of that. I don't see anything wrong with that at all. Real quickly, let's go to Des Moines. Frank's listening on radio tonight. Hello, Frank.
Hey, Kevin. 2004, Pat Buchanan said in his book that the vast majority of Americans polled wants illegals deported. They want no amnesty. They want a moratorium on legal immigration, and if necessary, send the U.S. troops to the border to protect our borders. Tell me what's changed in 14 years, other than Democrats wanting free voters. But I don't think the American people's changed on this one bit. I would like to see a nationwide vote. If it didn't get clear enough that the nation elected Donald Trump as president,
right,
I'd like to see a nationwide vote for this put on every ballot.
You know, you may get that. You may get as close to that as possible, Frank, in November, because the way the left is playing this issue, it hasn't impacted Trump's approval ratings. And you know what that means? It means the people that supported him 2 years ago still support him. And this was the major reason why they did. So it'll be interesting to see if that's on the ballot come November. Anyway, kids, it was fun. Thank you for being here. And we will see you next time at Radio Night Live.
I know I must be dreaming. And I don't stand the ghost of a chance with you.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Or 25.